Hi, friends. Welcome back to my podcast, Spilling Tea with Kylie Marie. Now's your chance to grab your tea or your coffee and let's talk about the life of me. Yay! That sounded so cringy. And I hope it doesn't sound cringy when you guys are all listening, but like, whatever. I've kind of been gone for a while, so bear with me. I literally feel like I forgot how to sit here and record a podcast, and I don't know why I'm struggling so much. I'm just, like, so nervous. But I have my moral support sitting here in the background listening, so say hi, Katie.
Hello, we out here.
We out here. She's trying to figure out what hairstyle she wants to do for formal.
Right now, I'm going for the unicorn look.
She looks really cute. So if you're listening the day I upload this, it's formal, baby.
Yes,
and
daddy.
That's why I thought today would be the perfect day to upload, because it means that all y'all, while you're getting ready, can sit here and listen to me spill the tea about how crappy but amazing my life is right now, and how so excited I am for formal and to get all dressed up. All my best friends will be there. I have Jackie attending with me, and I'm so excited. So stay tuned for the pictures as well. But other than that, I just thought I'd kind of update you guys on everything else going on in my life and explain kind of why I've been a bit MIA. But, you know, school and working on my mental health comes first. And the creation of this podcast was meant to be like my outlet for everything. And I just kind of pushed it to the side due to time, and I felt like I wasn't being creative, and I just wanted to make sure that even though this podcast's purpose is for me, that I can still upload things that other people would enjoy listening to. And I was just like struggling with that concept, but here I am back, better than ever, hopefully. And you know, it might be the end of the semester and probably not the best time to start trying to get back into this, but it feels right and that's what matters. So if I go MIA again for the next couple weeks, I apologize. I'm crying in the corner about my grades. So, you know, mind your business. But
I really had a mental breakdown on fucking Thursday.
You're not supposed to expose me like that. School's been a bit rough recently because it is like the end of the semester, so it means like crunch time. And we all know Kylie and how insane I get about my grades, and I don't take a B if I don't deserve it. And you know, I have and I deserve that A, and so that's what I'm working towards right now. I'm just crazy. So if you're judging me right now, like, Kylie, why are you crying because you have a B? Well, that's just my mentality, and I've tried to work on it, and I've tried to change that mentality, but it's just not going anywhere, so, always. So, with that being said, this semester has been A-okay, definitely better than last semester. I've only had the one mental breakdown, like, literal tears have been shed only once this semester about school, so I consider that a lot of improvement, because by this time of the semester, last semester, I was in tears every single day. Like, that was just unhealthy. Like, I don't know how I survived, but I made it out alive.
He said way too many essays. He really be like, oh, next week, write me a 5-page paper.
Yeah, I was like, oh, 5-page, and me being the perfectionist would write 9 pages, but that's irrelevant, because this semester, I've been on my A game. I've been doing what needs to be done in a timely manner for the most part. But now, that's the end of the semester, and professors want to kick me while I'm down. It's not going to stop me, guys. I'm going to do great. But the thing about this semester is I've been trying to balance school, sorority, and I just recently this semester got a job. I'm an avid tutor, and granted the job is only 2 times a week and I get to do it with my best friend Sky, it still, you know, takes time out of my day that I'm supposed to be like, you know, dedicating to school, I guess, but it's for the betterment of my future.
Ow!
Is betterment even a word? I don't know, but it felt
advancements.
It felt right. The job helps me in the long run because the job I am working gets me in the field of my choice. Like, I want to be a teacher in the future, and this here helps me get that practice that I need and just, like, see how I work in that kind of environment. And I love it so much. Like, granted, it does kind of stress me out sometimes. Like, at the end of the day, like, I'm pretty much always excited to, like, go to work and, you know, distract myself from literal life, I guess, for a couple hours a day. But that's all going to change kind of-ish, because I don't know how I'm going to do it next semester, because your girl is going crazy, going stupid, and taking 6 classes. I don't know why, but, you know, graduating early, that's the goal, and it's now currently in full effect. And with that, I'm also going to be taking 2 classes over the winter. So it's grind, grind, grind until
you're
the end of time.
Butt cheeks clench up.
Katie's cringing because I'm insane, but it's fine. I'll get through it, and you know, when that diploma is in my hand, it'll all be worth it. And when I'm saving myself all that money, it'll all be worth it. If you know, if you feel me, if you don't, and you think I'm crazy, that's also entirely okay. Like, I see where you're coming from. Yeah, I'm like, I know it, but it doesn't mean you have to tell me I'm crazy. Okay, I feel like that's pretty much it about my school updates. School's as good as it can be when it comes to the learning aspect, but sorority aspect when it comes to school is amazing. I've been trying my best to be a bit more involved and, like, reach out to more people and just, like, really make those bonds and friendships that I, like, joined the sorority for, and I feel like I'm doing that. I definitely see, like, a lot of these girls being a part of my life for a very long time.
Who are they?
Who are they? There's just so many. You, I guess. I guess. You for sure. Sky. I've been so excited. I've been bonding a lot with Ari, and I just love her with all my heart. She just makes me so happy.
Stop. She loves you.
Yeah.
You're the
and I want to, you know, shout out my OGs, which would be, like, my OG sorority girls, the ones that I joined the sorority with, like, Bailey and Heidi and Lucy and Kylie and AJ and your little, you know
my
what I mean?
Little.
Your little, all those people, and then obviously, because I know they are listening, they're my number one supporters on this podcast, and I love them with all my heart, Cassidy and Kylie. Wow, I don't know what I would, where I'd be, where I would be in this podcast.
Shout out my big Ani, I love you.
Ani, if you're listening and you heard that shout out, hit me up, you know. What am I looking for? Promote this episode. Thanks in advance. And of course, I'm forgetting someone. I don't know how I didn't, you know, throw her name in there already. Isabel Gates.
Ooh!
I've also I've gotten so close to her, and I'm so happy. And I feel like, oh my gosh, there's just so many girls now that I just, like, love with all my heart, and I want to shout them all out. So if you're listening, Kenzie, you know, my crackhead, Rose, Isabel Johnson, all my faves. There's just so many. The list goes on. And, of course, oh, my gosh, my roommate, my other roommate, Anna Salvador.
Yeah.
I feel like other people who are not in the sorority listening right now are like, okay, Kylie, we get it. You love everyone. I'm sorry if I forgot your name. I love you dearly. But those are the people that are coming to my mind right now that I just feel like deserve some love. And I feel like I just need to say her name again. But, you know, Sky Celeste, hi, how are you?
No, wait, hold on. Anna Salvador, you're my queen.
A little late, Katie, but glad you threw that in there. So, yeah, sorority, as you can tell, the list of girls that I just adore and appreciate to be in my life right now goes on forever. And I'm now holding a position in my sorority, so that gets me a bit more involved and hopefully closer to that group of girls. So holding a position means that I'm a part of LC, or like the leadership. What's it called? Leadership Council? Is that right?
You're like a part of the board, bro.
Yeah, I'm in charge now. Ah, be scared of me.
Commander.
So the position I hold is called, well, I will be holding, I should say. Don't hold it quite yet. My roommate Anna Salvador does. I'm going to be VP of Academic Development, which means I just am here to help girls academically and support them through their struggles
so
and
when I feel
all that.
Class, should I go to you?
when she already goes to me, but it's fine. She's actually doing amazing, so don't doubt her.
I have all A's, I promise.
And yeah, so I'm super excited to, you know, hold that position and like see what I can do with it, and that's that shebang. And did I already say that today was formal? I did, right? No, I'm just so excited. I don't know if I said it.
What's today?
Formal, baby. No. Yes. How is that possible?
What?
We're just so excited about formal. I feel like I'm going to keep talking about it until it's over. I'm just ready to stunt on everyone and be like, hi, how are ya? And
how are you?
That's that on that. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, sorority. The tea on the sorority is everything's great. It's dandy. I love it all. And it keeps me sane, and it allows me to have more fun with life. And yeah, I could go on and on. So moving on, I want to talk a little bit more about just like my mental health journey and my workout experiences. I've been on the grind when it comes to all aspects of my health. Kind of come to downfall recently. I've been having some struggles. But it's okay, because, you know, if there's no struggles, there's nothing to overcome. And I'm just on this experience. I'm just trying to learn more about myself and, like, just really, really grow physically and mentally. And I feel like this whole year I've been doing pretty good at that, but I'll do a whole life update on my year of 2019 when it gets closer to the end. But as of right now, I feel like I'm doing pretty good, you know? Life has its struggles, and that's okay.
I can't listen to anything you're saying with these dogs snoring.
I really hope that you so can hear them loud. So loud. I also have my emotional support dogs with me.
They're
Chanel and Louise.
So loud.
And and if you can hear them,
my mental health. Like,
if you can hear them, I apologize, but this is about as good as this recording's going to get. So I just feel like I'm on a roll and I'm ranting a lot.
I'm here for it.
But it's fine. You know, it's crackhead hours. I'm recording this at 11 o'clock at night. So only makes sense that none of this makes sense.
If I draw on my eyebrows with the red Sharpie, will it come off by four for one? Formal. I can't talk.
Do not put... I have no words. So yeah, okay. Working out, to keep me sane, I've been going to Zumba and Zumba Strong with Sky, and I've fallen in love with it. It's definitely been like an exciting part of my day, and it's made working out so much more fun. So if you're interested in taking any type of classes, I highly would recommend. And that's that on that. I just keep rambling and rambling, and I'm like here for it, but I hope everyone listening is here for it. So I apologize in advance with how chaotic this episode's been. Take it off. Oh my Jesus, Katie Jo. Okay, for the last couple minutes of this podcast, I want to spill the tea on my boy life. Just a little bit, just a little snippet, because like I want to do a whole episode on boys, but I just want to throw it out there that you did not do that. I just want to throw it out there. Yes, I'm still single, but I've been working on that a little bit. But at the same time, I gotta put myself first, and boys are stupid, and I can't name their names, obviously, because I don't know who's listening. But if you're listening and you know I'm talking about you, please text me. We gotta talk. But when it comes to boys, I'm just stupid, and I really don't know what I'm doing. So if anyone wants to come on this podcast and let's talk about boys and give some advice, I'd really appreciate it right about now. But should I just admit fully how I feel right now, Katie?
Tell
in this moment?
Tell them how you feel. Tell
okay.
How you really feel, bro.
There's one particular boy in my life, and I really hope he's listening. That would be great. And he means a lot to me, and I really would like to see where that goes, and that's kind of where I'm at with that. But there's a lot of details on him that need to be shared. Just not right now, because we all love a good cliffhanger, and everyone's going to be like, ah, Kylie, who's the boy? What's going on? And don't you worry, guys, that tea's coming, and it'll be a good episode. So, with that being said, I feel like I've rambled on a lot. I apologize in advance, well, at the end, so it's actually not in advance, that this episode was so chaotic, but I'm so excited to be back and to be recording again and just spilling all the tea and just, like, talking, because I like to ramble, and I'm sitting here smiling right now because I just love this so much. So thank you if you listen to this thing in its entirety and its mess of an episode, but I loved recording it, and that's what matters. At the end of the day, I record this podcast for me, myself, and I, and yeah, I hope to see you guys around. Oh, and if you're listening, if you have any podcast topics, or if you want to come on the show, please hit me up, because I feel like people love listening when other people are also on the show. I love a good guest star. So, you know, join me in my little podcast endeavors. Would you like to come say bye, Katie?
Hello.
That's hello. I said bye. Okay.
It's great to be here.
Goodbye, world.
Yeah, because you're on this podcast, I definitely need your support, or else we wouldn't have gotten to these 17 fine minutes. But I'm here to say goodbye. I hope everyone getting ready for formal. You all will look amazing. Have fun. And can't wait to see all you pretty faces there. If you're not attending formal, well, that sucks. Sucks to be you. But thank you so much for listening.
Sorry, your life sucks. But thanks for listening.
I'll be having a blast. You'll be missed. And I don't know what else to say. Now I'm just rambling because I feel bad. If you're not listening the day of formal, well, thanks for still listening. The updates remain the same until further notice. Did I get it all? Did I say everything I needed to say?
I don't know, bro. I don't really listen to any of these podcasts.
You're on the podcast and you don't even listen. Do you hear how fake this is? So if you're listening, well, thank you for your support. And I'm going to say bye now.
We're signing off. It's like iCarly.
In 3, 2, 1. Bye, friends.